There's a rich tradition of Latin music in Wisconsin, including bands that have been performing for decades. In some cases, it's a family affair. WUWM's Mayon Silver tells the story of a local father-son duo who were carrying on percussion through the generations.
If you listen to the music of Caché or De La Buena, two of Milwaukee's premier salsa or Latin jazz bands, you'll hear a driving force, and that's the percussion. You may have heard them at Summerfest, in weddings, or at street festivals or lakeside performances in front of crowds of hundreds. 68-year-old Cecile Negron is the conguero or conga player for Caché. He's soft-spoken and is usually wearing his signature congol, which is like a beret with a visor he wears in reverse. His music is earnest, driving, and traditional.
My patterns are very simple, but I'm right on with the patterns of the different types of music.
One of Negron's musical inspirations is Puerto Rican supergroup El Gran Combo, who's coming to Milwaukee for Summerfest in September.
If you listen to their music, the conga player is just very, very, very easygoing, but right on to the song.
Negron's trajectory into Latin percussion started in Milwaukee when he was 14 years old, living on 18th and Fleet and shopping at a corner store.
And the owner of the store always loved the Beatles. So I was just kidding one time. I said, Juan, if you love the Beatles, buy me one of those little bongos, okay? So he did.
From then on, Negron was hooked. He cut his teeth with local guitarists and started listening to the huaracha or salsa patterns at the time on vinyl all day long. He eventually got his first conga and started playing salsa at dances.
I think that's how I stayed out of trouble on the east side. I was busy playing la conga.
Negron has stayed true to those rhythms, but has also moved up a bit in the salsa world.
To me, the drum is kind of my family, you know. If you come to my home, there's three congas in the dining room. And those are like the top drums, best drum that there is.
It's like having a Steinway in your living room. Steinway piano, a grand piano.
That's Cecile's son, Cecilio Negron Jr., who's also known as CeeLo. The two trade some rhythms together on two congas in CeeLo's River West backyard. CeeLo says growing up, playing the drum was in his DNA.
Not only was the drum in the house, but there were musicians that would come and be at the house, there would be rehearsals at the house. There was constant exposure to music since I was probably even before I was born, as I was being developed in my mom's belly, probably. You know, the rhythms, Latin music was just around me. It was like, you know, part of my playlist for my life, you could call it, I guess.
But CeeLo was also a child of hip-hop.
I grew up when I was born in, you know, like in 75, so like, 80s hip-hop. You know, that was really what I gravitated to.
He got into producing, drum machines, sampling. The mixture of old and new laid the foundation for everything CeeLo does now. That includes teaching, backing up MCs, drums and percussion of all types, and playing with Milwaukee Afro-Cuban and Latin jazz band De La Buena. So his music is an innovative spin on a variety of traditions.
It has a definitely strong rhythmic pulse, right? Because I am a drummer and I play all sorts of drums and percussion. The Caribbean roots, right? The African roots is definitely something that's very prominent in my music. And all of the influence from my father, the roots of Latin music, that all of that exposure that was given to me definitely gave me an advantage. Gave me an ear.
The elder Negron is very proud of his son's work with kids.
As far as just playing, I know that he can play, you know, out in with De La Buena or with my band. I know he can do that, but to teach, that is so hard. And teach where the student listens and learns. I think that is one of the things that I'm most proud of him.
Cielo says his dad didn't just instill in him patterns and rhythms, but also taught him how to relate to people.
My dad is very cariño, very charismatic, very loving and very engaging, very easily to engage and talk to.
Cielo now has four kids of his own. He's not pressuring any of them to become a percussionist or play Latin rhythms, but Grandpa Cecile is already beaming because of his 1.5-year-old granddaughter.
My granddaughter the other day brought an awesome tear of joy to my eyes because she was dancing. She was dancing to the beat of the drum of her father.
As they say, the beat goes on. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.